also speak to the King of Glory. Even this morning, Lord, I thank you that I'm able to see the first Sunday in the fourth month, the month of April. Not only that, I'm able to see the first Sunday in the third, in the second quarter, the first Sunday of the second quarter. Give God praise, give God thanks, give God glory, give God honor and adoration. Father, we thank you. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. How many see that the choir is looking so beautiful this morning? Glory to God. And for that awesome ministration, be blessed on every side. In Jesus' marvelous name. Very quickly this morning, uncovering the root of the faith that works. Uncovering the root of the faith that works. Please, everyone, pay close attention this month to the word of faith. And please take note even from the topic title alone, uncovering the root of the faith that works, which means there is the faith that will not work. But the one that works, in order for us to be able to plug and partake of it, we must understand the root. We are going to the root of the faith that works. Glory to God. When it comes to the faith that works, there are two things to take note of very quickly. Two things to take note of. Number one is that faith is a living force. It is a living force. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 4. Look at what it says. It says, "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion." That means a living dog still has what to do than a lion, which is the king of the jungle that is dead. There is still hope for a living dog than for a mighty dead lion. Faith is a living force. That's why we are being told in Hebrews 11 and verse 1, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." That we have not seen it does not mean it is not there. That we have not touched it does not mean it is not available. But our faith must be alive in order to be able to touch it. Take note. Faith is an active and living force which can only draw from the active and living word in order to manifest living testimonies in our lives. It's on the screen now. Faith is an active and living force which we can only draw from the active and living word in order to manifest living testimonies in our lives. That makes faith a living force, drawn from the living word that produces active living testimonies. Your story is changing. Luke 8, 43 to 48, and a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. Immediately her issue of blood stanched. Now verse 48, why? When people were questioning and querying her, she said, "It is me. This is what has happened." Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Your faith that was active, living, is the reason you took the steps, and that's why you are made whole. Glory to the name of the Lord. Faith is a living force. Job 14, 7 to 9. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease, though the root therefore wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. He says, yet through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. In other words, there is no closed case with faith. As long as the living word is still active. You know, the water, the word can be likened to water. So he says, the root will not die. Even the scent of water alone is able to make it come alive. Ephesians 5:26, that it might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word of God. Faith is a living word. Number two, not only is faith a living word, a living force, the living faith will always produce good report. If it is not producing good report, it's an evidence that it is dead. The living faith will always produce good report. Hebrews 11:2, for by it the elders obtained a good report. If it does not produce, it is either it is dead or it is fake. It is either dead or fake. That's why our faith must be kept alive to produce living proofs. Take note, every time faith comes alive, victory comes along. Every time faith comes alive, victory comes along. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Take note again. And please, let's be projecting this thing quickly, please, technical. To enjoy victory, faith must be living by the living word, which keeps the devil out of the equation. To enjoy victory, faith must be living. It cannot be dead. It cannot be sick. Peter began to sink when his faith was sick. It cannot be dead. He said, to enjoy victory, faith must be living by the living word, which keeps the devil out of the equation. Now the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. But what is faith? Let's take a look at three definitions this morning as time permits us, or two, as much as we can go this morning. What is faith? Faith is obeying God to prove that we believe him. Faith is obeying God to prove that you believe him. In other words, faith is obeying what the living word says to prove that we believe him. Instructions of scriptures to prove that we believe him. Sometime in December, Christmas time, my son bought me a gift. And after we unwrapped the gift and we looked it up and everything, we thought he was scammed because he bought it online. Because the thing was like, it was like turning upside down or inside out. We didn't understand what that thing meant. And then we just left it there because it had light. I would just put on the light. And when you turn on the light, it's supposed to say something. But it's not saying nothing. So we just abandoned it there. One day, we came back from somewhere, and the thing had been fixed. And I said, who fixed it? My daughter said, I did. I said, how? She said, simple. I read the instruction. Glory to God. She said, it's very simple. I just read the instruction. And it was fixed. My son, myself, my wife thought we were scammed, so we abandoned it. But this little girl read the instruction and followed the instruction, and boom, there it is. Glory to God. Most of us buy things from the store and there is a manual on how to set it up. Most of us don't follow the manual. And then we have a challenge in the middle. And what we do is to unravel, to put, turn everything over again and start over again. So the reason we are sweating is because we are not following the instruction. The reason faith is failing is because we are not following what he says. Follow what I say and you sweat less. Glory to God. James 2:18. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Proving we believe makes us obey the instructions. You are proving that you believe the manufacturer of the thing that you bought by following their instruction. You believe in the product. That's the reason you are following the instruction. You believe, follow his instruction. So what is faith? Faith is obeying God to prove that we believe him. Number two, what is faith? Faith is reasoning with God in the light of his word. Faith is reasoning with God in the light of his word. To reason with God means to see it the way he sees it. Seeing it the way he sees it. And then he brings what we see to pass. You know, there are times you are studying scriptures and then it gets to a time you begin to say, oh, I see. Or when somebody, you are having a conversation with someone and then it gets to a stage, the person is trying to explain something to you. And as they are explaining it, you are nodding. Why? Because you are agreeing to what they are saying. Oh, now I understand. I see. Reasoning with God to obey his word. Faith is reasoning with God in the light of his word. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:13, till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Why? In other words, pay attention to studying. And then in verse 15, why should you be studying it? Meditate upon it. Give thyself wholly to them. That what? Thy profiting may come. There is this ISV translation that I love. He said, think on these things. Devote your life to them, so that everyone can see your progress. It was simply saying, spend more time in God's word and give everything to obeying it. It will eventually profit you. When we pay attention, there are times someone tells you something, but you are not convinced. You say, give me time to think about it. In other words, let me sleep over it. Faith is thinking on what God says and doing it. Can God lie? Thinking on what he says may not make natural sense, but faith says, do it. Peter! You have suffered all night. Throw your net now to the right. Lord, you don't understand. I'm a professional fisherman. We have done this over and over again. Nothing seems to be happening. But because you said so, I will do it. And what happened? It led to his profiting. It didn't make sense. It did not make sense. But he obeyed it. Please, can you get on that thing now? It didn't make sense, but he obeyed. Hebrews 4:2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why didn't it profit them? Not being mixed with faith in them that had it. The word that will profit is the word that has been reasoned out. May the Lord give us understanding. Number three, quickly. What is faith? Faith is not waiting for God to work. Faith is putting God's word to work. Putting God's word to work makes him commit to his promises. Glory to God. Faith is not waiting for God to work. Faith is putting God's word to work. And let me explain that to us in very, very vivid illustration like this now. Somebody, two people call you, they tell you they are coming on a visit. One says, I'm coming this Saturday. The other one says, I'll be coming next week Saturday. Now, there are two different preparations that you are making. The one that says, I'm coming this Saturday, you didn't do nothing. You even forgot. The one that says, I'm coming next week Saturday, you have been preparing, doing everything to make them comfortable. What's the difference? The one that says is coming this Saturday that you forgot is what until you see him that you believe. How many understand where I'm going? It is until you see him physically, because it's not the same first time you'll be saying it. It's not the second, it's not the third, it's not the fourth. It is at the last minute he will give you, you know what? Something just came up. In fact, you are the one that called to say, you said you are coming. When are you arriving? Oh, I didn't tell you. Something came up. So this time you are not preparing nothing. Why? You don't trust him. You don't trust what he says. But you see the other one. You are not waiting for him to come. The preparation has been going on. Why? You trust him. He will not fail. He does not say something and not do it. That is God. So, faith is not waiting for him. Faith is meeting him in the middle because he's coming. That's why the barin puts something on his car or her car that says, babies on board. Now, somebody that cannot see is asking, which baby? Where is the baby? Because he can't see. But the one that puts it there has already seen it. And is acting by faith. Irrespective of the doctor's verdict. He's expecting his baby. So he's walking to meet God in the middle. Something is changing for you this time. I said something is changing for you this time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Proverbs 3:27-20. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due. When it is in the power of thine hand to do it, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give. When thou hast it by thee, whatsoever your desire is, God has it in his hand. Therefore, he won't tell you to come back tomorrow. Faith is walking to meet him in the middle. Somebody's story is changing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Characteristics of the faith that works. What are the characteristics of the faith that works? Number one, must be redemption-based faith. It must be redemption-based faith. That is faith born out of our redemption. If you are not redeemed, it simply means you are not in the faith. Redemption-based faith. When we are in the faith, then our faith has a chance. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So, God's kind of faith is the faith that overcomes the world kinds of whatever. If we are not in the faith, we cannot lay claim to his faith. His faith is the root, is at the root of it. As a matter of fact, the first level of faith is for you believing. Believing that what? Jesus Christ died for me. And the day you confess it and say it, then you are in the faith. And then your faith now begins to grow, to manifest. That will be somebody's testimony this time. Amen. A woman went to Jesus and made a demand. Mark chapter 7, 22 to 26. The woman said, "Oh, behold, oh woman of Canaan. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Mark 7, 22 to 26. But he answered, "And not a word." And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she cried after us." In other words, she's disturbing us. Mark's Gospel 7, 22 to 26. But he answered and said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." Matthew 7, okay. "Lord, help me." But she answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and give it, cast it to dogs." In other words, you are not qualified because you are not part of us. "And give it to the dogs." But she said something. And she said, "Lord, that is true. I know I am not qualified. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "O woman, great is thy faith." The ones who are even in the faith don't have this kind of faith. Great is thy faith. Even great is thy faith, and be it even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Whatsoever you came in here with as a challenge this morning, you are going home with testimony. The faith that works must be redemption-based faith. Number two, characteristics of the faith that works must be revelation-steered faith. Revelation-steered faith. The faith that will work will be faith that is born out of what you have seen. The faith that must work must be born out of what you have seen, not what you are told. What you are told is information. What you see is revelation. Revelation steered faith. Why? You can doubt what you are told, you can't doubt what you have seen. What you have seen, nobody can take it away from you. You know what? Information can change at any time. What you hear now, somebody will tell you it has changed. It's not the same anymore. But what you see cannot change. Nobody can tell me now that choir is wearing black today. That's why we are clapping for you. Glory to God. Because they are uniformly uniform. Glory to God. You can change, you can't change what you have seen. But what you have heard can change. As a matter of fact, in the midst of communicating it to you, it has changed. How many understand what I'm talking about? Revelation steered faith. Romans 10, 1 to 6. Nobody doubts what they see. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." It says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. Ah, but look at this. They have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. So they are acting ignorantly. They don't even know what they are doing, but they think they are serving God. They have a zeal for God. He says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. What they are indirectly doing is to serve themselves. They lack understanding of scriptures. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And then, for Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. Glory to God. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. The faith that works is one born out of what you see, not information. What you see, nobody doubts what they see, but you can doubt what you hear. Glory to God. Nobody doubts what they see, but they can doubt what you hear. If you have seen that you cannot be barren, you will take every step to make sure that it happens. Why? Because you have seen it. Some people have so seen it, they have named the babies. They have so seen it, they are already paying tithe for the babies. What you see, nobody can ever take away from you. That is why it is expedient for each and every one of us to sit down to see. To sit down to see. When Abraham saw, his faith was established. One day, God took him out. Abraham was accusing God. He said, Lord, is it me that you have not given a child? Is me you have not given a child? God said, come. Romans. Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 to 6. Quickly, let's take a look at it. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, God, stop that one. Don't psych me. Don't psych me. That's what you have been telling me. Abraham said, Lord, what will thou give me? Seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, it is me. You have not given seed. Lo, one born is my house, is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy bowels shall be thine heir. And what did he do? He said, Abraham, come out. And he brought him out abroad and said, now look up towards heaven and tell the stars if thou will be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed. And the next thing, and Abraham believed. You only believe when you see. The type of faith that works is the one that, for example, nobody can ever convince me about tithe now. You can't confuse me because not I saw it. You know, information changes about that one too every time. Glory to God. Nobody can confuse you. Romans 4, 16 to 17. Now look at Abraham. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. Who is the father of us all? As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him who may believe, even God who quickeneth the dead. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. What does that mean? Abraham, I'm 99 years old, but I still believe God. I still believe God. So what did Abraham do? The Bible says in verses 18, who against hope believed in hope that it might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And his faith was not weak. He didn't consider his own body that is now dead. He didn't consider Abraham, Sarah's body that is now dead. Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Have you seen yourself owning homes in this nation? Then you will be it. Prepare for it. Start preparing for it. It is not what people tell you outside. It's what about what you see. What are you seeing? May the Lord give us understanding.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord give us understanding.
Amen.
You know, it is in this part of the world that people discourage you the most. Number one, you are looking for a job, they will tell you, it doesn't work that way. You don't have Canadian experience. Nobody will hire you. You want to write exam. People don't pass it once. So be saving money because you can be doing it like 10 times. And some of us take it in. They have said, who are the day when God has spoken? Who are the day? Who said what when God has spoken? Glory to God. You are changing level.
Yeah.
Number three, obedience activated faith. Obedience activated faith. And I think we talked about that a little bit already. James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. If you have seen something, you will do something. If you have seen something, what that thing you saw says to do, you will do it. Obedience activated faith. Number four, conscience-based faith. Faith does not work when motive is wrong. Conscience-based faith. Some people are believing God for somebody else's wife. Glory to God. So, how will that kind of faith work? Because it is demonic faith. What you are believing God does not have any roots in scriptures. And you are thinking faith will work. Glory to God. 1 Timothy 1:19. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. So, faith plus a good conscience makes faith to produce. Faith minus good conscience wrecks the ship of faith. CSB translation. He said, having faith and a good conscience, which some have rejected and have shipwrecked the faith. Somebody else is believing God that the marriage of these ones will crash so I can marry the man. That's the prayer he's praying at Shiloh. Shiloh prayer. Lord, they must divorce. The man likes me. I like him too. Glory to God. Don't be surprised that there are people who pray that kind of prayer. CEB translation. Because you have faith and a good conscience, some people have ruined their faith because they have refused to listen to their conscience. They have refused to listen to their conscience. Good word translation. Some have refused to let their faith guide their conscience, and their faith has been destroyed like a wrecked ship. Look at what Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12. He said, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience. The testimony of our conscience that in simplicity and godly sincerity, if faith refuses to walk, check your conscience. Number five, quickly, love boosted faith. The faith that works is the faith that is rooted in love. Jesus the Messiah. Your friend is sick. He says, there's wheat. Your friend is dead. He says, it's fine. And the Bible says, Jesus wept to show that he loved him. Jesus wept to prove to them that I delayed is not because I wanted him to die, that I delayed is because I is for the love of all of you. You have always ever seen me heal the sick, but you have never seen me raise the dead. So to prove to you that the power to raise the dead is alive, that's why I waited for him to die. And you know the prophecy must also come to pass, but the prophecy cannot come to pass if love is not in place. Glory to God. So if you are a man here and something is happening and you refuse to weep, even Jesus wept. Glory to God. Say, I'm a man. No. Men, don't cry. Okay, Jesus wept. But whatsoever will make you cry, you will not see it. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Then in verse 43 to 45 of John 11, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth. Why? Because his faith was rooted in love. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 2 that we all know. He says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, he says, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Look at it in TLB. If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them and could speak in every language that is in all of heaven and earth, but didn't love others, I would only be making noise. If I had the gift of prophecy and knew all about what is going to happen in the future, knew everything about everything, but didn't love others, what good would it do? Even if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak to a mountain and make it move, I will still be worth nothing at all without love. If love is not at the root of it, faith will fail. Number six, finally, fear-free faith. As a matter of fact, the proof that you don't have faith is that will be fear. Fear-free faith. When our faith is void of fear, it remains potent. Fear is manifestation of lack of trust. Matthew 14, 26 to 28, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "This is a spirit," and they cried out of fear. But straight away Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." Keep going. And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water. To go to Jesus. What kind of faith was that? Peter started walking on water. He's the only one that we have the record in scriptures that walked on water after Jesus. But when he saw, he took his eyes off Jesus. He took his eyes to the water and then he began to sink. Fear came. Every time fear comes, faith sinks. Every time fear comes, faith sinks. Your faith will not sink. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fear is simply manifestation, taking our eyes off the one we trust. Taking our eyes to the one that will be showing you, look, these are the things that will likely happen to you now. You are going to sink and die inside that water. The enemy will always contest your faith. He will always give you options of why you should not stand your ground. But when we stand our ground, he backs out and backs off. Your faith will not fail. Amen. Your faith will not sink. In the name of Jesus the Christ. And let's take a look quickly at examples in scriptures of people who said enough is enough. Because this faith will result in your settlement today. Yeah. I said it will result in your settlement today. Yeah. By faith, it is by faith that we say enough is enough. Every time you are tired of something, then you are bold enough to say enough. Enough is enough. And by faith this morning, I say to you, enough is enough to every unpleasant situation of your life.
Amen.
Until faith comes, you will not be able to say enough. You can bottle things up all you can, but the day you are really tired is the day you will say enough. Glory to God. The day you are really tired is the day you will say enough. So let's take a look at examples of scriptures, in scriptures of people who said enough when they became tired. Number one, the paralytic man. The paralytic man must have said enough and nothing could stop them. In Mark's Gospel chapter 2 verses 1 to 5. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days and it was noise that he was in the house. And straight away, many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof. They took the roof off where he was. And when they had broken it up, and they would still pay for it, but they didn't care. When they had broken it off, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. When he saw them, he knew that they could not be stopped. Faith is simply saying, enough is enough. I can't take this anymore. Enough is enough. You know when you have said enough to something, you take action immediately. Enough is enough. So the manifestation of our frustration marks the beginning of our faith, and that results in the end of our frustration. Please put it up. The manifestation of our frustration marks the beginning of our faith, and that always results in the end of our frustration. Until frustration comes, because you are still romancing the headache, that's why it's not living, and you are calling it your own. My migraine has come again. You know, just leave it. It happens like that. My migraine, my headache, my stomach upset has come again. Until you say enough. Number two, blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was so tired and frustrated, and he vowed enough. So blind Bartimaeus became violent. People who say enough are spiritually violent. He became violent. They said, stop. He said, no. I could picture blind Bartimaeus falling and rising because he wanted to get. He didn't even know where he was going. He was just following the voice of the crowd, the noise of the crowd. He didn't know where he was going. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. They said, shut up. He said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He was falling, he was rising, he was falling, he was rising. And the Bible says, Jesus stopped. They let him come. And what do you want? He says that my eyes may open. He says, be it unto you as you want it. He knew that if he missed Jesus that time, he will remain blind forever. Your level is changing. Amen. Your story is changing. Amen. Everything and anything that is making you uncomfortable, enough today.
Amen.
Another one was the woman with the issue of blood. She got tired of her situation and also said, enough is enough. She got so tired, she did the impossible. The Bible says she said in her heart, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Nobody had ever done that before. If I could but just touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. And also in a sick state, please put it up. In her sick state, she crawled and crawled and crawled in the midst of thousands of people to touch. Many were touching, many were thronging, But only her got healed. Because she said in her heart, desperation in the realm of the spirit. You are not going back home the same way you came today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, the woman of Canaan. The woman we read in Matthew chapter 15, 22 to 28. The woman wouldn't let go until her son was attended to. Jesus called her a dog. She said, I know dogs still eat crumbs. I accept myself as a dog. Give me crumbs. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Somebody may have missed it from that. You called me dog because I want healing for my son? Ah, okay, we'll take your healing. But her humility, desperation, she accepted anything that they called her. You know, anything you call me is okay. I'm fine with it. Just heal this young man. The Bible says, our son was made whole the selfsame hour. This moment, this minute, everything you came in with as a challenge is going home with you as a testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, faith is the weapon that guarantees victory for the redeemed. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Every item on your list that you are saying enough to shall answer to you by faith today. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Come on, somebody, rise up on your feet with me. Rise up with me this morning and let us give God all the praise and all the glory. Let us magnify and exalt him. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you and thank you and thank you. For in Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Amen. Now this morning, before you can ask enough, before you can say enough, the one that you are looking up to needs to know you. It needs to know you. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want you in my corner. I want you. I need you. Help me. Save me. I need peace of mind. And you can only have peace of mind when you are in the kingdom. One of the benefits of being born again is peace of mind. Where nothing bothers you anymore. And somebody is here this morning that needs to do that. You have suffered enough outside in the world. He says, this is the victory that overcame the world, even our faith. You need to come into this faith in order to be victorious. You are here like that this morning, and you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to be born again. Please put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. Now watching or looking at anyone, you are looking at yourself, and you are looking at your King, at the King of glory. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you. The second group of people are the ones that have done that before. But you know you are not living right. You walked out on him and you want to return to him now. Why not also? Please put your hand on your heart as we pray. Church, I thought you are clapping for Jesus. Glory to God. And if you are doing that right now, please make your way here. Make your way here this morning. Church, I thought you are still clapping. Make your way here this morning. Let me pray with you. Give me the privilege of praying with you this morning. Disgrace the enemy. Somebody is doing that online right now. Send a text message to the number that is being displayed and somebody will be in touch with you. Glory to God. Now, everyone, everywhere you look, come out. You came with your list this morning. Please bring it up. Bring it out right now. Bring out your enough is enough list because something is about to happen. Bring it out this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. One way we are settled is by engaging our mouth by faith. Engaging our mouth by faith. Glory to God. One way we say enough is by engaging our mouth. Scripture speaking, in Psalm 18, 43 to 45, he said, "Whom thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people." So what people are struggling for, you have delivered me from struggling. He said, "And thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me." He said, but this is how they will serve me. "As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me." He said, as soon as they hear of me, they shall obey. Verse 45. He said, "The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places." What you have in your hand right now are the strangers in your life. The same scripture in 2 Samuel 22, 43 to 45. It says the same thing. "Thou hast also delivered me from the strivings of my people." He said, "Thou hast kept me to be the head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me." Strangers shall fade away out of their close places. What you have in your hand are strangers that must depart. I said they will depart. I said they are departing now. It is with your own voice that you will deliver yourself. Therefore, lift up your voice to heaven and begin to call on the God of heaven right now. Everything that must disappear, everything that you are saying enough to, must disappear this morning. Whatsoever you say enough to, enough of sickness, enough of diseases, enough of poverty, enough of stress, enough of weakness, whatsoever it is called that is not pleasant, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Speak to him right now. Speak with your mouth right now. Whatsoever it is, delay in marriage, enough is enough. Delay in marriage, enough is enough. Struggles at home, enough is enough. Struggles in marriages, enough is enough. Speak to him this morning. Call on him this morning. Call on him this morning. Enough is enough. Delay in any form of immigration challenges. Enough is enough. Speak to him right now. Speak to the King of Glory. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Let him hear your voice. Delay in the kind of job that I want. Delay in the kind of job that I desire. Enough is enough. It is coming speedily. It is coming with speed. Speak to the Lord. Speak to him right now. Speak to the Rock of Ages. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Thank you, Holy One. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
When blind Bartimaeus met with Jesus, enough was enough. He didn't go back home with his challenge. When the woman with the issue of blood met with Jesus, she didn't go back home with the challenge. You are here. You have met with the King of Glory. Whatsoever challenge you came in here with, as the Lord liveth, you are not going home with it again.
Amen.
You have said enough. As the Lord liveth, enough in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough of that sickness. Enough of that disease. Enough of every delay. Enough of every form of calamity. Enough of every weakness. Enough of every stress. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus Christ. That slow business, enough is enough. oppression over every department or any department of your life. Enough is enough.
Amen.
Cancer, enough.
Amen.
High blood pressure, enough.
Amen.
Hypertension, enough.
Amen.
Whatsoever name it is called, enough.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, so shall it be.
Amen.
From now, your hand will not know dryness.
Amen.
From now, your hands will never know dryness.
Amen.
From now, everything you touch turns to gold in your hands.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy One, in Jesus' name. Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left. Tell your neighbor, congratulations, you are blessed in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated a moment. Hallelujah.